Now I'd like to bring in the color analyst for the Edmonton Oil Kings and the host of the Pipeline Show, Guy Flaming. Guy, how are you doing this afternoon? Thanks for joining us, man.
I'm doing well, Mark. Sorry about that. I apologize.
There's no need to apologize, Guy. No need at all. You eventually called back. Oil Kings, they're up 2-0. Obviously, we've had a lot of time to sit about this, let it kind of marinate. How stunned are you that the Oil Kings were not only able to take game one, but take game two and come back home with a 2-0 series advantage?
Well, hey, there's no question. It's a surprise. Nobody predicted that to happen for sure. And I think most people probably predicted that Brandon would win the first two games of this series, and that if it went beyond four games, Edmonton would win one or two maybe at home, and that's about it. But they are, right now they're in the driver's seat of the Oil Kings. And, you know, tonight is a critical game of this series. Big difference between being up 3-0 and 2-1 and Brandon back in the series.
Peyton Lee has kicked aside 82 of 85 shots, a GA of 1.5, a save percentage of 0.965. Has Peyton Lee been the MVP for the Oil Kings through two games?
Oh, I think so far you could make that argument for sure. And I think we have to, you know, I mentioned it last night on our show that it would be unfair for us to expect that he can continue playing at that level, because you look at his season and his save percentage is under 900. And, you know, this is a very short sample size here with two games. But he has definitely played outstanding so far. And for the Oil Kings to have success against a team as good as Brandon, they need their goaltender to play out of his mind. And so far, Peyton Lee has done that. And if he can continue to, then they definitely have a fighting chance.
Another reason I'm so stunned that the Oil Kings lead 2-0, we're joined by Guy Flaming from the Pipeline Show, is they're kind of banged up heading into the playoffs. Is there an injury update? Will Lane Bauer be able to go tonight?
It's all I know is that he skated yesterday. I was at practice for a bit, and he was on the ice with the team. But whether he's going to play or not, they've got the cone of silence on right now. So they're not revealing a whole lot now that it's a playoff. So don't know if he's in tonight. All I can tell you, and Randy Hanch said it yesterday, that he's close, but wouldn't confirm whether or not he's playing tonight.
How impressed have you been with the Oil Kings ever since the one-game playoff against the Tigers? The Oil Kings really struggled heading into the postseason. I think they lost eight of their last 10 games in the regular season. But how much credit should Steve Hamilton get for getting his team to forget the past, then go out and win a very exciting game against the Tigers, then go steal two on the road? How much credit does Steve Hamilton deserve?
Yeah, absolutely. Tons of credit. And,
hey, man.
You know,
thanks for coming in today.
I was listening to his post-game comments on the Oil Kings website after game two, and you know, and he was asked basically how to explain it, and he said he's just got complete buy-in from the team right now. And I think when a team like this comes together and it's team first, that sort of mentality, that goes a long way. It's tough to beat a team. It's a lot easier to beat a group with a bunch of individuals. And right now the Oil Kings are playing like a team, and that's in my mind the way and the reason they've been able to steal these first two games in the series. And you know, depth guys like Luke Bertolucci and Tyler Robertson and Jesse Roach, they've stepped up as the third line and had a really strong first couple of games. And, you know, defenseman like Ben Carroll has been outstanding in this series so far.
Guy, in the Eastern Conference in the playoffs, it's still very early in the first round, but three lower-seeded teams lead their series so far. How surprised are you by that?
Well, the fact that we've already talked about how surprising it is. Edmonton is one of them. I picked Moose Jaw to win the series, so I'm not surprised by that. I am a little bit more surprised that Regina is leading Lethbridge right now, but that series could go six or seven games, so that the lead in that series could swing a couple of times. And I, by no means do I think the Lethbridge Hurricanes are down and out. That is still a very, very good team. I think what Regina has done is been able to stay out of the penalty box, and that killed them in the first game. They've won a couple straight, but that still is going to be a long series in my mind.
In the full Alberta series between Calgary and Red Deers, we're joined by Guy Flaming of the Pipeline Show Tuesdays and Saturdays on TSN 1260. Do the Calgary Hitmen have it in them to maybe come back and knock off the Memorial Cup hosting Red Deer Rebels?
Oh, sure. That's a good team as well. They've got some offensive firepower, especially on the blue line. When you've got Travis Sanheim and Jake Bean on your back end, and throw Keegan Kanzig in there and Harmsworth as well. I mean, that's a pretty strong team. I picked Red Deer to win the series, and I still think they will, but it wouldn't shock me at all if that one goes seven some overtime games thrown in there. Really interesting. They're playing the Calgary Corral on Friday because the Saddle Dome is tied up. So you go back, we had Brad Curl on the show yesterday. Says it's been like since 1998 since the Hitmen played in that barn. So pretty interesting to go back in time, basically, on Friday.
Out west, we have an all-BC matchup between the Blazers and the Rockets. Currently, Kelowna has a 2-1 series lead, but this is also a very close series. It really reminds me of the Hitmen taking on the Red Deer Rebels. What have you liked so far through 3 games between the Rockets and the Blazers, and are you surprised Kelowna has the 2-1 advantage?
A little bit surprised that yesterday's game was only 1-0. This is a pretty tight series. I did pick Kelowna to win it in a long one, in 7 games, just because Kamloops had played so well down the stretch. And actually, I think they won 9 games to finish out their regular season schedule, and 3 of those wins were against Kelowna. So on paper, they looked like they were a match, even though in the standings, they were separated by several points. So I think overall, Kelowna is the better team, but I think the Kamloops Blazers have it within them to really give the Rockets some headaches. So again, I expect a long series, but I did pick Kelowna to win.
Game 3 goes tonight at Rexall Place between the Oil Kings and Wheat Kings. Guy Flaming and Corey Graham will be on the air around 6:45 with the pregame show puck drop just after 7. So looking back to the game tonight, Guy, Oil Kings have a 2-1 series lead. Are you expecting Brandon just to throw utterly everything at Peyton Lee and the Oil Kings tonight, not only the first period but in the entire game?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be it's going to have to be Brandon's best game of the series. There's no chance they want to go down 3-0 with 2 more games still at Rexall Place. So I think the Wheat Kings are going to come out. And I think the 4-day break has probably helped them in terms of resetting and refocusing. You can imagine they're probably a little rattled after losing 2 straight at home. But it's given them time to cool down and refocus and hit reset. And I think they're going to come out tonight with full intentions of blowing the Oil Kings out the door in the first 10 minutes. So I think the Oil Kings are really going to have to be ready for that, and I'm sure they are. It should be a wonderful game tonight.
Guy, you'll be on the air at 6:45. Puck drop just after 7. We will be tuning in. Thanks for your time today.
You betcha, Mark. Thanks for doing this.
Guy Flaming, the host of the Pipeline Show Tuesdays and Saturdays, also color analyst for Oil Kings Hockey.